Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Unity Center of Light. I'm April May, licensed Unity teacher at Unity Center of Light, and I welcome you to Unity Center as a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop and fully express their spirit, mind, and body. We are grateful to be here today and to have Reverend Lily Sandberg with us as our guest. Many of you have probably heard her speak for us before, and we're looking forward to it. But in the meantime, why don't we get started with sharing a couple of things? And we'll start with hitting the share button, which helps. All right, so please join with me as we share our mission and our foundation statements. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there's a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And our foundation statement: there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now I'd like to invite Bonnie to share the daily word with us for today.
Good morning. The daily word for April 16th, 2023 is entitled World Peace. I live my vision for a peaceful world. To bring about peace in the world, I begin by paying attention to my first reaction when I feel I have been treated unjustly. I do not deny my feelings, but neither do I allow anger, envy, or other negative feelings to take control of my response. I feel my feelings, but I remain committed to the truth I know. Regardless of behavior, every person is a divine being, a living expression of God. I call upon my divine faculties of love, faith, and strength to guide my next steps. No matter how another responds, I remain centered in God. My efforts make a difference. Peace between individuals creates peace within families, in communities, and among the nations. And the scripture reading from today is taken from Isaiah 32:17. The effect of righteousness will be peace. The result of righteousness, quietness, and trust forever.
So I have had the great good pleasure of working with Reverend Lily on several different levels on my work with the Eastern region. She's our awesome communication specialist, but also just enjoying her perspective on so many different things is what I consider the up and coming, the now generation of Unity. And so we enjoy always hearing from you, Lily. And I guess my question for today is, so now what? Take it away.
Absolutely. So the title of my talk is So Now What? And I came up with this in a little bit of a joke, because we get through this Easter season, you know, this banner week of Jesus, from being fully alive, knowing his greater purpose, fighting against his greater purpose, the death, the void, the resurrection. We get to this point, the world has changed, the Christ is arisen in us, and then we say, So now what? And so as we were thinking about this, as I was putting myself in the characters of the Easter story, I could imagine them saying, so now what? So now what is our call? What is our charge? What is ours to do? And I think when the question of so now what comes up, we jump towards action. We jump towards saying, this is what I have to do next. We look at all of the options on the table, our charge, our catalyst, our call, and we say, this is what I'm going to do to answer so now what. And I would like us to maybe say, what if we didn't do anything? What if we sat in the now moment? What if our answer to so now what was being here now? When I come up with sermons, when I'm asked to guest speak, one of my philosophies in ministry is the topic, the juiciness, the spiritual part of this journey is always going to be something that I am actively working on myself. Because that is how I can show up as an authentic minister, as a connector, as an undone piece of spiritual growth, as we all are, which is not always what I saw from ministers in my past. So that's what I want to bring. And so now what, and being fully present in the moment, is not something I'm great at. It's something that I actively have fought against, because sometimes the now moment sucks. When you're in grief, when you're in pain, when you're like, I would rather look back on those happy memories or look forward to all of the things that could be better. I don't want to be here. And I want to take a moment to just validate that realness, that in our humanity, as we all are, even after this Jesus story, our Christ consciousness coming into fruition, being fully remembered and realized in each of us, it's our humanity that we have to toggle with too. And sometimes as pieces of that humanity, when we say, so now what? It's easier to jump into action than to sit in. Because sometimes sitting in it is really upsetting. It feels really powerless. It's full of grief. It's full of pain. We don't want to be here. And so if when we talk about the now moment and being present, if that is part of your experience of your heart and mind and life right now, I just validate whatever you need to do, what is best for your heart today, you do that. Because sometimes we talk about the now moment and it is having a new great grandbaby, and that now moment rocks, and you just get to savor it because that now moment is perfect and whole and divine and holy, and we can see it. But part of our spiritual journey is knowing that what is true for me in this moment is not true for anyone else in the entire world. That my now moment, my present, is having to acknowledge the truth of who I am and the truth of my now moment being different and unique from everyone else's. One of the pieces of unity that I love is that we can pull from other spiritual paths and see how we are far more similar than we are different. And so one of the pieces that I studied in my Bachelor of Religious Studies at the University of New Mexico was I took a class on Zen Buddhism. And it will always be an underpin for how I see the world in a little bit of a different spin. And there is a writer, Tim Lott, who writes all about Zen Buddhism in the modern world. And from one of his articles titled, Zen Buddhism Teaches Us the Importance of Living in the Present, he says, the emphasis of the present moment is perhaps one of Zen's most distinctive characteristics. In our Western relationship with time, in which we compulsively pick over the past in order to have the lessons learned from it, then project into a hypothetical future in which those lessons can be applied, the present moment has been compressed into a tiny sliver of a clock face between a vast past and an infinite future. Zen, more than anything else, is about reclaiming and expanding the present moment. It tries to have you understand, without arguing the point, that there is no purpose in going anywhere if, when you get there, all you do is think about getting to another future moment. Life exists in the present or nowhere at all. And if you cannot grasp that, you are simply living in a fantasy. And so one of the pieces that I love of this is the reminder that if all we are thinking about is the next thing, we are missing the thing that is right in front of us. And man, it is so easy to miss the thing in front of us. So what I was sharing during sound check this morning is when I pick a talk title, my life becomes all about that talk title. And so as I've been doing research and diving into living in the present moment and being here now and what is mine to say, I have been actively focusing on the now moment and being present. And I was listening to a podcast on my way to my filming location, which is my parents' house. And I was listening to a podcast all about being in the present and being aware. And what do your hands feel like right now? And what is the exact color of the sky? And in that moment of being aware and taking deep breaths and getting myself centered for this talk, I got sideswept on the highway. Pulled over. Another car hit me, merged into my lane. You know, going 65 miles an hour, first question is, am I okay? Thank God the answer was yes. Second question is my car okay? Also, miraculously, yes. But in that moment, as someone merged into my lane, I was the most present I had probably been my entire week. I knew I was going to do this talk, which is part of my greater purpose. I was going to a place that I love, which is my parents' house. I was going to be with people that I adore, which is you all. I was present in that moment so purely that when someone came into my lane, there was not panic. It was just peace. And most people would say, that is insane. And I would say, yes, it sure is. And somehow that's what it was. And I appreciate that if I am an expression of the divine, then the divine has some drama and irony and sarcasm to it. But that was a little on the nose, spirit, to be so aware that I needed to have a car hit me to have this experience. And as April and Patty and I prayed this morning, I affirm that more experiences of the now moment are full of more ease and grace and comfort. But sometimes to be in the now moment, we need a reminder so vivid as not having a left mirror to be able to see clearly. Did I think when I was crafting this talk, this is what it was going to be? Absolutely not. Welcome to the world of ministry. Welcome to being in the flow and in the now moment, y'all. What I know of this experience, but also this life in the 27 years that I have been here, is that the now moment is all we have. And there is something so pure and so terrifying in that truth. And when we think about the life and the legacy of the Fillmores, the co-founders of Unity, there's not very specific conversations or writings had about the present moment, because I think they just were in it. In a world of the Fillmores in the late 1800s, there was so much less to be consumed in our lives being distracted from the now moment. I would have loved to see a Charles Fillmore tweet thread about the universe. I would have loved to be able to hear Myrtle Fillmore on a podcast. But in their lifetime, their legacy, their lessons for us were so intrinsically in the now moment that we have to pull ourselves into that space of the now, that space of the present that the Fillmores were just talking from, just living from, without any of the 21st century fun and distractions that come as we are on this spiritual path. One of the reminders that I constantly have is I get to choose when I am in the now moment. And sometimes I need to make that choice a little more actively. When I was in high school, one of the rallies that I went to in the Youth of Unity was called Be Here Now. And it was you know, about 200 teams being focused on the now moment. And one of the things that I will always remember from one of the workshops given by one of the regional officers of that time is he said, what if every notification noise or email received or text or honk of the horn was my call to be present in the now moment? What if I took all of the things that demand my attention to go elsewhere? That is my call to go inward. And I have thought about that for years. I was 14 when I heard that. And there is still something that changes in me when I am reminded of that. And I see the notifications on my phone. And that is my cue to say, I'm going inside. I'm taking those deep breaths. I'm getting present in this instead of saying, let's give my attention elsewhere. And I don't do it all the time. Let me not kid you. It is something I am reminded of in the moments when I need it most. But what if in your life, every dog bark, every notification, every email, what if that was our call to get present in ourselves before we act? The daily word for today was about world peace, and I gotta bet that we would be in a different state of world peace if we started doing that today. But that is where we are. That is the only thing we can control is ourselves and how we respond to this world. Is just being in the now moment, regardless of what that is, good, bad, ugly, or holy. All of it, this ordinary, beautiful life that we lead from our humanness and our divinity calls us to say, hold on, I'm gonna take a breath first. Hold on, I'm gonna choose to get in touch with that awakened Christ consciousness that is within me. And what is so funny is I have given this talk, the Sunday after Easter talk, almost more than any other in my ministerial career. Because if you're in church, Holy Week is like your Super Bowl. That you have said, I have done how many more services? I have thought about how many more components of our spiritual journey. And every year when I come back to it, because I have given this talk, I have now realized 6 years in a row, it is different every year. Because every year, what we need after Easter is different. What I need after Easter is different. But I have heard a unanimous cry to say, can we take it easy? Can I catch a break? Can we just take a moment? How many of you are in that space of just saying, I just want to be here. I don't want to think about the to-do list. I don't want to get stuck in the past. I want to be here now in the present. There is a book of blessings that I have so deeply loved, especially this Easter season. It is called Good Enough, 40-ish Devotionals for a Life of Imperfection. It is a book by Kate Bowler and Jessica Ritchie. And if you are looking for some blessings about the real world, Kate Bowler is an incredible author. She is a professor at Duke Divinity. She's one of the constants on my bookshelf. And as we go into meditation, I want to intro us into this blessing. So wherever you are, if you want to get comfortable in that space, this is a blessing for the life you have. Blessed are you who hold hope with open hands. You who try not to fix your gaze on time's far horizon, or get drunk on whatever might yet be. And blessed are you who avoid walking too far down memory lane, getting stuck wondering if that was as good as it gets, if you've peaked, if you're feeling resentful, about all that has disappointed you before. Blessed are you who know that sometimes you need to just stay right here, at least for a minute. Blessed are you who look wide-eyed, maybe timidly, at the present moment, gazing at those things that are gently, actually within the reach of your fingertip. Blessed are you amid the ordinary details that define what life is for you right now. As you see them, greet them, each one, as you smile and call them by name. Everyday joys, small pleasures, birds chirping, cat cuddles, a cold glass of water, a little child calling your name, the breeze on your cheeks, the ocean rhythm, the perfect pillow, the kindness of a friend, loves that are and were and ever will be. May they seem even lovelier, even more delicious, because they become gifts offered anew. May gratitude fill you, reaching all of the spaces within you that disappointment left behind and fear has gripped. May something rise in your heart that feels like a strange new kind of contentment. Because this isn't what you had planned, but it surprises you that being here now is so good, satisfying, in a way that you know you can come back to, a place that can sustain you through whatever may come. Blessed are you, finding that life is good because it is enough. And so in this moment, finding that life is good because it is enough, I invite you to just find your breath, whatever rhythm of inhale and exhale serves your body. And I invite you to just continue with that rhythm, connecting your breath, knowing it is nourishing every cell in your body. And in this space of quiet, of breath, we sink deeper into the knowing that we are here. We are here now, wherever we are. And if you find your mind wandering, if you feel your body getting antsy, I invite you to just come back to the now moment with a breath. And as we continue to breathe, I invite you to say an affirmation to yourself. And that affirmation is, I am here now and I am supported. I am here now and I am loved. I am here now, and I am at peace. And I invite you to wiggle your toes. Shrug your shoulders, open your eyes if you close them. And join us back together in this shared now moment. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lily. Thank you very much.